Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Oireachtas is currently examining the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill, but there are growing calls from Fianna Fáil TDs and senators for the powers of the proposed Digital Safety Commissioner to be beefed up. The politicians want an individual complaints mechanism to be introduced to ensure that social media companies are not controlling how they manage their own complaints. And this comes in a week where Twitter was described as a sewer that needs to be cleaned up by Antonish de Leo Varadkar, so they might be pushing an open door. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in studio by Fianna Fáil senator Malcolm Byrne, who's a member of the Oireachtas Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sport and Media, and Alicia O'Sullivan, law student and founder of the Safety Over Stigma campaign. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. Alicia, I'll start with you because you went through an ordeal in recent months. You discovered in April that a fake Instagram account was set up in your name. Will you tell us a bit more about what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, I woke up one morning and there was I got about 100 messages from people who followed me on Instagram, family and friends. And essentially, there had been an Instagram account made, which basically replicated my own same, very similar username, had, you know, replicated my own bio, had used my own photos. My account was on public. But in addition to that, they had posted, you know, faceless photos, which were nude and quite illicit, of other women. And the whole idea was basically claiming that these photos were of me. And then there was also a link to sort of a subscription to a pornographic website, which they were also trying to claim was of me. And I couldn't actually see the page because they had actually blocked me from it. So I was just kind of relying on what people were sending me through screenshots.
So then you tried to get this fake account suspended by Instagram. How difficult was that?
I suppose it was, there's no one behind the screen, essentially. It's kind of a tick the box exercise. What mine fell under was that someone was impersonating me. There was nothing really in terms of the kind of sexual illicit side to and kind of horrible side to what was happening. And I just kind of had to hope and pray after uploading a picture of my own ID that the page would be taken down in pretty fast time, which I believe, to the best of my knowledge, it was taken down after about 24 hours, which I think was pretty good. But again, it was a bit of a distressing 24 hours waiting to know if it had come down or not. And again, relying on other people to know if it was taken down.
Did you want more to be done about this? Did you want to find out who did this, why they did it, and for action to be taken against them?
Absolutely. I was, you know, horrified by what had happened, and I didn't want it to happen to anyone else. So I thought it best to, you know, ring the guards and let them know what had happened to me. I actually didn't know if it was illegal or not. You know, I was aware of the new COCO's law. It had come in February. But, you know, kind of colloquially, incorrectly known as revenge porn. But as we know it, you know, where someone would post a picture of yourself kind of unconsensually, obviously online. I was aware of that. But I wasn't aware that what had happened to me was actually, in fact, illegal. You know, someone purporting to be you online in that fashion is absolutely illegal in this country. So when I did go to report it, I just wanted it noted down at that point. I wasn't sure if there was any actions we could really take. But I was aware by people messaging me that it had actually happened to other people. And again, these are all people in my circle. So it was happening very close to home, to friends that I knew and peers and mutual friends. So okay. I did want it down, yeah.
And Senator Malcolm Byrne, you believe that this story, this example, really demonstrates why the powers of this safety commissioner, the online safety commissioner, need to be beefed up.
It does. They do, Claire. And it's quite clear. Alicia, I suppose, has been brave enough to speak out about her story, and she came in before the Oireachtas Committee and shared it with us. But I'm aware of, you know, many others who have been similarly impacted. We know that there is a significant problem about anonymous trolling. I don't think there's a politician or a journalist in the country who hasn't experienced some form of online abuse. And at the moment, it's entirely self-regulated by the social media companies. They set out their community standards and they will determine whether the case you present to them, how it will be addressed and how quickly it will be addressed. And I certainly know, I mean, this has had profound impacts on a wide variety of people who you know that we've spoken with some before at the committee. I've met privately with others. It's impacted on their own mental health. It has certainly impacted on their business and their professional reputation. Some, as you know, will take legal action on foot of this. But we just need to clear up and clean up what is happening with social media.
So what's the difference between what's being proposed and what you believe should happen?
So what we want to see as part of the legislation is due to come before the Oireachtas this autumn. We've been considering the issues before the Oireachtas committee. Within the legislation, the plan is to establish a new media commission. As part of that, we want a very strongly resourced, properly resourced online safety commissioner. And as part of that, that there is an individual complaints mechanism. So if you go to the social media company, if you go to Twitter or Instagram or whoever, and you are not satisfied with how they have dealt with your complaint, and there is a particular threshold that you must reach, then the online safety commissioner can intervene, and his or her office can have a number of powers, including takedown powers of some of the material, but can also take further action. We had before our committee recently the Australian eSafety Commissioner. That office has been in place in Australia for the last 6 years. It's operated very successfully. It hasn't had a deluge of complaints because there is a quite high threshold that you have to meet. But what it also has a responsibility is to try to help change the conversation and change the culture. Look, we'd all love to have a situation whereby we didn't have to deal with stories like Alicia, where we didn't have to hear, you know, about stories like Nicole Fox, who inspired Coco's Law, about the online abuse that I know in your programme you featured regularly before. But because, frankly, the social media companies aren't taking a strong enough line, our responsibility as legislators in the first instance is to ensure that we protect our citizens and residents here.
What you're proposing, though, doesn't deal with the initial problem, which is what Alicia outlined there. If you want to report something, we'll use Instagram as an example, but the other platforms are similar. You've got that tick box structure where it's very difficult to give details of what's happened to you. You know, if you leave that in place and you're relying on this commissioner then to come in, you've got potentially a long delay between something being posted about you and it being taken down. Alicia, what do you say to Malcolm's proposed solution?
Well, I think it's creating some sort of streamline, at least, where there's someone on the end of a phone and there's a physical person. I think the commissioner is personally a great idea, that there is someone responsible and someone holding social media companies to account as well, because it's not just about stopping, you know, image-based sexual abuse, stopping online abuse. It's about creating remedies and learning from it. The internet is moving so fast that we need to be learning from what's happening online, and this commission allows that to happen, and for the commission to reflect upon what's really happening in real time and to be able to identify it and be able to rectify them.
Okay, how would any commission office though deal with the volume of complaints it's likely to get?
Well, in Australia it didn't deal, like this was one of the fears that was there, but there is, you know, the standard around what constitutes online harm. So this is not about inhibiting free speech. So, you know, you can hold a very strongly worded opinion. I can totally disagree with your view. This is about established, clearly defined online harms around bullying, harassment. We looked at examples. So, you know, in Australia, they've a success that they're able to take down some of the most harmful content, including child pornography, within 72 hours. In Germany, where, you know, this came up as an issue, and obviously in Germany, Holocaust denial is a big issue. Facebook were initially reluctant to respond, and the German authorities said, well, we are going to take action on that. And so now, you know, if there are postings in Germany about Holocaust denial, it is taken down very quickly.
So you're saying the very notion that this would happen will change the behaviour of the social media companies?
I think it will change the behaviour of the social media companies. I think it's also important that there is an educational aspect to this, because it's about wider society as well, and about responsibility that's there. But the online space is now our new public space, and we've got to ensure that people can feel safe when they go on there. There are particularly vulnerable groups, including children, that need particular protections. But I think even more widely, we've got to ensure that we respect freedom of expression, but where that drifts into abuse, trolling, anonymous accounts, violent pornography and child pornography, in those circumstances, we have to have somebody who's strong enough to be able to take action.
And Alicia, since you went public on this and you started your Safety Over Stigma campaign, are you still getting messages from people who have had similar experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I was, out of anger and frustration, I tweeted about it, and it got a lot of attention. People publicly replying and also really privately telling me that the exact same situation happened to them, that they'd seen this Instagram account, people they'd known had messaged them about this account that was set up. I mean, this day and age when, you know, employers use the internet to look you up, and, you know, when you have a public life or you have, you know, even a public Facebook account, if someone looks you up and something like that is hanging around the internet, it's just not ideal, really. So a lot of people are facing this. And I think there's a lot of issues, like Malcolm's saying, around harassment and abuse that this legislation will hopefully be able to combat.
Mm-hmm. What stage is this at then, Malcolm Byrne? We heard what Leo Varadkar said at the weekend. Like, where is the political will at to beef up these, what the Commission will be able to do?
Well, the Minister responsible is Catherine Martin. Minister Martin is due to introduce the legislation in the autumn. At our Oireachtas Media Committee, we have been engaging in pre-legislative scrutiny for the last number of months, speaking with Alicia, the Australian e-safety commissioner, with the social media companies themselves, with a number of legal
professionals. What's your sense of how far you're going to get with this?
So my sense is that, and I obviously don't want to preempt, you know, what the committee will recommend, but I certainly do get a very strong sense that we are going to recommend that there will be an online safety commissioner with an individual complaints mechanism in place. I certainly know from my Fianna Fáil colleagues, we have been talking about this. We actually want it to be established on a non-statutory basis even before the legislation comes in. But I would be very disappointed, and I don't expect it will be the case, if the minister moves to bring in the legislation without ensuring that there is an online safety commissioner and an individual complaints mechanism. Our responsibility as legislators is to protect our citizens and residents here in the public space, and we've got to be able to do that online.
What did you make of Antonista saying in the Sunday Business Post, or the weekend, or the Business Post rather, that Twitter was a sewer that needed to be cleaned up?
I think one thing that is important to say is that there is a lot of good on social media as well. We all use social media to communicate with friends, to, you know, find out about news, to, you know, fundraise and so on. So there's a lot of good, and it has to be acknowledged that the social media companies do a lot of good. The other side, though, is we know that there are a lot of online harms, and there are increasing numbers of stories, and some of them are horrific stories that are coming out as a result of it. So it is correct that we do need to look at a process of cleaning up.
But you wouldn't go so far, I glean, that you wouldn't call it a sewer, would you?
Well, I think there are elements, there are certainly elements of it that are, you know, that some of the commentary is fairly toxic. Mm-hmm.
And you've had experience of some of that.
And I've experienced, and I don't think, you know, that there's probably not a politician in the country who hasn't experienced some level of abuse on social media.
But you still feel you need to be on there.
You do, because it is now the public space. I reflected on it. Alicia and I were just chatting before coming in. I think if I wasn't in politics, I probably wouldn't be on Twitter. But there is almost a requirement now for, you know, those who are in public life. It's similarly for people in the media in terms of, you know, communicating what's going on. It is essential now to use social media. I would have a worry about the rising level of abuse, though, about attracting new and good and young people into politics and public life. Certainly from talking to a lot of young people, the levels of abuse that they see politicians getting, I know from talking to people in Ogre, Fianna Fáil, but this applies across, you know, all of the political parties. There is a concern about that level of abuse is not acceptable, and it is putting people off.
Okay, leave it there for now. Senator Malcolm Byrne and Alicia O'Sullivan, thank you both very much indeed. We're going to be talking about that breaking news today about the vaccine rollout for 12 to 15 year olds after the break.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.